Track 7, Trigger Attack Techniques. On the last track, we discussed techniques useful in preparing a client to fight compulsive spending. These techniques included compiling a money history, conversation with money, and commentary. On this track, we will present techniques that help a client avoid trigger attacks. These techniques include trigger awareness, spending alternatives, and replacement self-talk. The first technique is trigger awareness. I have found that most compulsive spending clients are mildly aware of the triggers that instigate their binge spending. However, when the trigger actually takes place, they are ill-prepared to fight against it. Do you agree? Trevor, age 35, would get caught in large shopping sprees. I asked Trevor if there were any specific behavior that occurred right before he compulsively spent. He stated, "When it first started, I would just hear this whirring in my head. After a while, I could vaguely discern that it was an actual voice saying, 'spinning around,' over and over in my head. It's like my entire brain shut down, and that's all it could reason. Everything else was a blur of credit cards." I stated to Trevor, "The next time you go into a store, I want you to say to yourself that your mind is going to be broadcasting 'spinning around,' and to be prepared for it." The next time Trevor came in, he stated, "It did help. When I told my mind to be aware of this message, my anxiety was greatly lifted." I explained to Trevor, "What's happening here is that you are now taking back control of your mind. Before, your mind and body tuned into one channel. Your mind heard 'spinning around,' while your body heard 'spend money.' By becoming aware of your trigger messages, you are tuning into another channel. Think of your Trevor. How would you make him or her aware of triggers?" The second technique is spending alternatives. Jillian, age 29, had difficulty with keeping control of her body. She had spent most of her savings and was in huge credit card debt after buying 2 beach houses. I stated to Jillian, "In order to stop yourself from acting out your urges, it's important to work out non-destructive alternatives that will give you the rewards or consolation you crave." I asked Jillian to make up a list of spending alternatives or actions that she could do instead of pulling out her credit card. I told her to concentrate on activities that were relaxing, but also occupied her body, and most importantly, didn't cost any money. The next week, Jillian gave me her list, which included the following activities: painting watercolors, yoga, reading a book, taking a walk in the park. Jillian stated, "The next time I had the urge to shop, I looked at my list and chose to take a walk in the park instead. The exercise and fresh air calmed me down." Think of your Jillian. What other activities could he or she participate in to avoid a compulsive spending spree? In addition to trigger awareness and spending alternatives, the third technique is replacement self-talk. Terrence, age 30, stated, "Whenever there's a party or something coming up, my mind starts to tell me I need a new jacket or a pair of shoes. I've tried trigger awareness, but it doesn't quite help. What should I do?" Because Terrence's triggers were stronger than others, I told him, "Now that you hear and notice the voices, it's time to replace the message. When you can hijack your mind back into your own control, you're more likely to control your actions as well." I asked Terrence to go home and make a list of self-talk phrases that can replace the messages he's hearing from his subconscious. His list included, "I'll have a good time if I decide to, no matter what I wear. I'd rather have people like me for my intelligence, friendliness, and sense of humor than because I'm wearing a new jacket. I don't have to look perfect to be accepted." Notice that most of Terrence's phrases also encouraged his own self-confidence. Think of your Terrence. Would he or she benefit from this exercise? The fourth technique is long-term weekly homework assignments. To help shopaholic clients in the long term, I suggest to them that they take on weekly homework assignments that keep them continually conscious of money. Cody was a particular client that could not keep track of his expenditures. He stated, "It gets so overwhelming, I lose track of the fact that I have a spending problem, and everything goes down the drain." I suggested that Cody try weekly assignments that he can switch up every week. He and I worked together to plan out a calendar of assignments to complete. This calendar started like this. Week 1, put money in an envelope or wallet compartment and don't spend it for at least a month. Week 2, leave my credit card at home for a week. Week 3, before making any unplanned purchase of any size, physically walk away from the item. Leave the store and think about it for at least 10 minutes. Think of your Cody. What other small homework assignments can you think of that would keep him or her aware of money? On this track, we discussed techniques that help a client avoid trigger attacks. These techniques included trigger awareness, spending alternatives, and replacement self-talk. Question 7. What are 3 techniques that help a client avoid trigger attacks? This CD has covered such topics as exacerbations, motivations, partner therapy, reactions to confrontation, malicious spending, preparation techniques, and trigger attack techniques. I hope that you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudiedcredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, living with secrets, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic in the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.